You are listening to Roquandia Radio. Good Metro Blocks, everybody. My name is Bruticus, and this is Roquandia Radio. I hope all of you have had a wonderful weekend. I know I did once the frogs stopped coming. Afterwards, though, it's been sunny skies and great weather here in Roquandia. I hear the farmers' crops of diamonds are coming in nicely, and this is decently all right. We have multiple things to get around to today, including the news. So in the news today, a diplomat was shot by a squirt gun. Had just basic water in it. But he died. Apparently, Mr. Vlaglockler was a being that was actually highly allergic to hydrogen-oxygen bonds. Let's have a moment silent for Vlaglockler. Okay, now we're moving on to sports. In the Earth News sports, the women's FIFA soccer team actually won, and they did it for the second time in a row. So go them. Yay, America. Woot. All right, I was told to say that. Next up, we have on Earth 675 in Iosphere 27-B. There apparently has been a seismic uproar, and the supervolcano in Yosemite has erupted. This is wonderful news to any interdimensional individuals who wish to subscribe to our broadcast network. You can watch it live as it engulfs the planet. Quite interesting to behold, for sure. Very sad, the beings on that world. I hear that interdimensional rescue is in effect. They're going to try and pull as many out from that dimension as possible and seed them into other dimensions so no one's the wiser. And it's usual standard operating procedure for them. Now, onwards to funny news. Recently, actor Rick Regaga just won his 17th Vlaglock in the realm of Artesian Delights. Well, that's pleasantly wonderful. And we have weather reports coming in from multiple planets. Let's see. It seems that winds would be about average on planet Yushang. And if you live on planet Yushang, the average wind speed for you is 222 miles per hour. Well, that's wonderful. I will never be planning a visit to that planet.
Pause button. System volume 0%.
And in other news, we have a welcome sight of the new moon over Roquandia. It has been in production for quite a long time and recently unveiled. It is a beautiful sight to behold. Apparently our oceans were having some difficulties, and they decided the best way to fix the problem was to create another ocean. We were losing a lot of sea level, but tides are rising and the beaches are fine. Onward to more climatic news. The city of Barnassus on the coast of Fredericksburg Island sadly has been eradicated due to tidal flooding. So everyone there, I apologize, but you should have known better before you built that city. I mean, after all, the seas had fallen. I mean, they were going to rise again. We all knew this. Besides that, what's with these McLaughlins, huh? I just want to talk about them for a second. McLaughlins. Everyone has a McLaughlin, but nobody understands exactly what is a McLaughlin. I mean, is it more of a McLaughlin, or is it less of a glar? I mean, a McGlarkin is something everyone needs in their household, but no one can seem to figure out exactly how a McGlarkin is made. So I went down to the McGlarkin factory the other day, and I was surprised to discover no one's allowed into the McGlarkin factory. No one knows how they're made. And I suggest to all of you who are asking questions about your McGlarkin, stop asking questions about your McGlarkin immediately. The cameras have started appearing in my apartment lately. I believe that it is the McGlarkin factory that is doing this. So, anytime you look at your McGlarkin that you have in your kitchen drawer or in your toolbox or just sitting on a shelf so all can see, remember that no one knows where it came from, and no one will ever know. Today on Roquandia Radio, we have our musical guest, the Glurp Glop and the Forest. Take it away. Brum 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 And that was our musical guest, the Glurp Glop in the Forest. Thank you, Glurp Glop. Oh, don't know how to speak your weird slimy language, but I appreciate the comment. Welcome back to Roquandia Radio. I hope you enjoyed our musical guests, the Glurp Glop and the Forest. I have to say that the Glurp Glop was nice. He left a stain. And I'll have to get that fixed up with some type of cleaning solution or hire Harriet to take care of it, our local janitress. And the forest was quite nice, but now there are pine needles all over the place. And I believe there is a chipmunk in my computer. Yes. Yes, there's something clicking away in there. I'm very upset by this. I don't know what to do. The Glurp Glop was quite nice, but you know, what can you do as a slime monster? He basically was a puddle on the floor. And the forests, well, they were just here one moment and then gone the next. I don't know what to say. And it was quite an experience. And we didn't even have Glurp Glop on the register for tonight. We had somebody else. But nonetheless, Glurp Glop was quite an amusing performance. I found out that he hails from planet Slime in the Iosphere 27.5. Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty much summed up. Planet Slime. Love these creative names. On the other hand, speaking of creative names, our resident interviewer, Mr. Cassidy, has done an interview with an attic troll called Attic Troll. Now, I know people out there, some people in the Iosphere, they know what attic trolls are, and other people in the Iosphere have never had to deal with them. Just like some planets have cheetahs and other planets have fritas. I mean, some people don't even know what a frita is. I found out on Earth, it is called, frita is a woman. Somebody can be named Frita. And I was like, oh, naming them after that vicious, vicious animal? Holy hell! I saw a documentary on the Frita once, and it terrified me. But that's besides the point. Anyway, so Mr. Cassidy will be interviewing Mr. Attic Troll. Or Mr. The Attic Troll. Who wrote this? And why was the handwriting so bad? And where did my sandwich go? Anyway, this is Bruticus signing off for now and turning the mic over to Mr. Cassidy in his interview with the Attic Troll. My name is Mr. Cassidy, and with me today, I will be interviewing the Attic Troll. Hello, Mr. Attic Troll. Can you tell me about yourself?
Why, yes, I can. I am the Attic Troll. And I live in attics. All sorts of attics. I love the heat. I love the boxes. And I love the dust.
Why, that is quite interesting, Mr. Attic Troll. What do you do in these attics?
What do I do in attics? What do I do in attics? Well, first off, I take things from boxes that say one thing, and I put them in boxes that say another. And then, in the middle of the night, I walk around and stomp. Yes, I'll stomp and I'll frighten all the humans.
You frighten humans, do you? Do you possibly mean them any harm?
Harm? No, they're humans. They're like four times my size. What can I do against humans? No, I just scare them. Then they don't come up and mess with my home.
Oh, so you actually make a home in the attic.
Yes, and I steal from the fridge.
The fridge, you say? You steal from the fridge? Oh, I bet they become quite suspicious of that.
No, they just think the other person threw it away.
Well, Mr. Attic Troll, what else do you do? Like, can you tell me where you came from? Tell me the Attic Troll's story. Please, I would like to hear, and I know the listeners on Roquandia Radio do want to hear your story.
Well, I was born in a wonderful little attic just outside of a town. It was a beautiful place, but then it was condemned. And some people with yellow hats showed up with big yellow monsters, and they tore my poor attic down. So I had to make my way through the world. Now the world isn't such a bad place for people or other monsters, but for a poor attic troll, I barely have skin on my bones. After all, I eat dust. It is my favorite food. It doesn't really give you muscles. It just gives you a keen mind.
Oh, okay. So, after you wandered, what happened?
Well, I was in a bush one day after running from a horrible orange-red monster that was screaming with bright lights. It was on this black stuff.
Do you mean to say you ran from either a fire truck or an ambulance on a road? Why were you on a road, Mr. Attic Troll?
A road? What is a road? No, I wasn't on a road. I was on this black walking path. It was nice, but it was really, really hot. And I so enjoy the heat.
Oh. So after you ran from the ambulance or fire truck, what happened?
I didn't say it was an ambulance or a fire truck. I said it was a horrible orange and red monster with glowing lights and sounds. It was menacing. Oh, I still have nightmares to this day. But after I came out of the bush, I saw.
What did you see?
I saw something. It was a big box truck. It was a box. It was orange and white. It was orange and white, and people were coming out the back carrying smaller boxes. And I thought to myself, oh, Mr. Attic Troll, you have found the boxes. You know their habitat is nearby.
So what did you do then?
I waited. I'm a patient Attic Troll, after all. I waited, and I waited, and then, when night fell, and someone left the door cracked, I ran in, and they had a bloody dog. What is this? Why do people have dogs? Oh, it hurt me so much.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. What did you do then?
I ran, and I ran through an open door across the street and realized it was a house. So I went up the stairs, and I found the door to their attics, and I moved in. And immediately, I switched the Christmas and the Halloween.
Oh, no. So you immediately started terrorizing that poor family.
Terrorizing? No. I just make the holidays more exciting.
Oh. Well, holidays do seem to get boring sometimes, and it is nice to have those arguments about where the hell the Christmas lights are. Well, I appreciate you coming in today, Mr. Attic Troll, and describing to us a little bit of what you do. So, do you have any plans for tonight?
Oh, yes, I have found a piece of wood, and I'm going to go through the night slamming it against the walls and the floor of the attic. But I'm only going to do it once every 2 hours. It's going to drive them mad.
Well, I've been hearing some noises in my attic lately. Could it possibly be you?
No, I know you by your smell. You have Fred. He's my cousin. He's a good guy.
I am an attic troll.
That is why my food has been disappearing.
And it explains why I could not find my Glurkens Day celebration gear last month. Well, thank you. This has been most enlightening, Attic Troll. This is Cassidy, signing off.
Welcome back to Roquandia Radio. Bruticus here. Well, that was quite an interesting interview. I learned a lot about the Attic Troll. And I tell you what, I will be leaving a treat upstairs for my Attic Troll tonight. And I suggest you do the same. Well, the show is coming to an end once again. And though I hate to see it go, and I will leave you with a few more lasting impressions. Number one, we have our sponsor for the evening, Eglen's Argan's Frog Pesticide. If you need frogs killed, go to Eglen's Argan's, and Eglen's Argan's will take care of your frog problem. I have to say that because they took care of my problem for free. So go to Eglen's Arglen's and...
What do you mean I'm not contract? I can't say that because of the... What the fuck is that? I don't know.
Yes. Go to Eglen's Arglen's on your local Margalarg and don't forget to leave a raving review about their services. They will kill them to the very last tadpole. And sponsors aside, I quite enjoyed their services. Though the mosquitoes are getting a bit much. I may have to hire Moscato's mosquitoes to take care of that one myself. Or offer them a spot on this show as a sponsor. Well, who knows? Maybe. But it is once again that time, my poor listeners, where I, Bruticus, must leave you to the night. But I will leave you knowing that the skies will be clear, the meteors will not fall, the new moon will rise, and the old one may clash into it if the mathematics are not correct. The tides are rising, and, oh, the economy is good. So, to all of you in the other Iosphere, whatever time of day, night you think it is, well, good enter time, day, or night. And to my special visitors from the Slime Planet, I say thank you for your visit. Please send us letters next time informing us of your actions. And also, the bill for the cleaning will be coming out of the check we send you. Well, that is all for today's Roquandia Radio programming. And don't forget to tune in next time as we discuss what's with the Warful.